The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing the all-new RAV4 Hybrid. 208 combined horsepower and standard all-wheel drive make it the most powerful RAV4. Plus, with its head-turning style and breakaway speed, it's bound to change the way you think of a hybrid. The all-new RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota. Let's go places. Horsepower. Ratings achieved using the required premium unleaded gasoline with an octane rating of 91 or higher. Premium fuel is not used. Performance will decrease.
Oh, and welcome to special Video Games to the Max episode where we discuss the Microsoft E3 2019 press conference and the Bethesda E3 2019 press conference. Devolver had their show. It was the usual comedy fest with some games sprinkled in. Apparently, it's going to continue next year, so there you go. Also, Square had the release date for Final Fantasy VII Remake leaked, so they went ahead and just announced it at the Final Fantasy VII concert, or whatever kind of one of those, you know, Final Fantasy music concerts. And yeah, so it's March 3rd, 2020. I'm assuming that's
sooner than I thought.
Yeah, a lot sooner than I thought, but if it is a part one of two or part one of three or whatever, then it makes sense for them to have something soon.
I mean, I fully expect the game to, like, that game to be, it'll cut off when you leave Midgar.
That makes sense, though. Midgar is really well paced and done for, like, what, first 8 to 10 hours of the game?
Well, it's basically the first disc, like, more. Yeah. I mean, you do get out of the city in the first disc earlier than the disc ends, but I mean, for the most part, it's the first disc.
Yeah, and I'm sure with what they said, where they're adding story and they're adding things for you to do, it'll feel more like a regular game. I just hope they're not expecting people to pay $60 three times or whatever.
I got news for you.
Well, you don't think they would do it like maybe a 40 or no, something God, like that? No. I don't know.
I imagine at least 60 for this one. Maybe they'll discount the next one if you have this one. Or they'll release like some super special edition, you know, $100 version or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but gosh, I just worry about.
I mean, they know they can bilk people out of money because it's such an important thing, or, you know.
Well, yeah, people are going to pay for it. I'm not going to say I'm not, but it's just like, gosh, that's a lot too.
I mean, look what they did. Look what Activision did for StarCraft 2.
Yeah. Well, let's get, I guess, go in order here since, you know, Microsoft was first, and Microsoft was 2 hours. They were not kidding when they said this is going to be a big press conference. I've heard some people say it was long and boring. I've heard people say that they liked it. You know,
it was pretty middle of the road.
Yeah. I mean, for showing off 60 games, that's a lot.
I mean, I watched it live. You watched it later.
Yeah.
It was more of a slog watching it live, let's say that.
Yeah. I'd imagine. I mean, watching anything past like an hour when it's a bunch of people, you know, coming up and talking, I think starts to drag. That's difficult either way. Also, they crammed a lot of stuff in here, and some stuff that was just kind of like, I get it that you're really promoting Game Pass, but to stand up there and be like, okay, these games are coming, which cool, Metro Exodus is, you know, sort of it's a new game from this year and it's already on there. And I get the PC thing is like a big deal for them to have it on there, but do PC people really care about that much?
Well, I did see a bunch of people like trying it out. And they said it like it was fine, but I don't think I'll ever care because I don't care about most of their games.
Well, and a lot of those games are third party.
Yeah, so or I own them already.
You can get them on PS4 or on PC already.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is a cool idea if you don't want to buy a bunch of those. That's the, I guess, the point of it. And I think the adding it into Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is a really neat idea. Like, you basically, it furthers their idea of you have an Xbox and you have a PC, and you get to basically, your PC stuff is added on for free without having to pay extra. You just, the only thing that sucks is like somebody like me or a lot of people, right, that pay gold yearly, you're kind of paying extra now if you want to get the Ultimate. Yeah. Let's say you had a, like, I have a laptop that can run a lot of those games, but it's like, I also have my Xbox One sitting right there next to it, so I don't really need the PC thing, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, the PC, most of those PC game ports will look a lot better than the Xbox One.
Right. I mean, it'll look better, but I mean, it's not a total inconvenience unless it just runs badly, but...
Like Crackdown 3.
Yeah, I like Crackdown 3. That one just can't be helped. So, aside from that, I thought it was fine. You got the expecteds, right? And you got a lot of things that we'd already known were going to be announced, but it's kind of cool that you got to see them there, like the Minecraft Dungeons thing. So good to see Minecraft's getting a new sort of different game.
Well, I mean, they're shutting down that Minecraft story adventure, so you might as well replace it with something else.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can do in that story adventure thing, so at least this feels like a game that you're moving the characters around, and it's like more action-y, less building stuff. So.
Well, it looks like Diablo, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, a dungeon crawler. So, that's fine for that kind of game. Maybe they'll get the kids to like it, and they'll like different kind of games.
Yeah.
You know? Are you excited about Outer Wilds, or?
I mean, I know it has good reviews.
Or Outer Worlds, sorry. The one from the Obsidian's game.
Oh, okay. It looked okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know you like Fallout and that kind of thing, so.
Oh, I like good Fallout. As my phone goes off.
Hey, mine goes off all the time. So, that's a first. Mark's phone went off.
That was one of my alarms I set for myself.
Yeah, because we're doing this in the morning for once. Like, in the actual, like, daytime.
Yeah.
As long as the night doesn't run in here and start screaming, hopefully. But, you know... Yeah, I mean, it looked good. I'm excited for it. And, you know, Obsidian obviously knows what they're doing. I'm not the biggest Fallout fan, but for some reason, I think the art style and the way it looks
has me intrigued. Oh, I think they said this. It's not like a quote-unquote budget game, but I think they said this in a smaller game than like a Fallout.
Yeah, they said it's definitely smaller. They said it's like 25 hours.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, you know? What did you think of the new game from Ninja Theory, Bleeding Edge? It's not my kind of game.
That Anarchy Reigns.
Yeah.
Competitive thing. Shooter it thing. Looks bad.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm not anything. Somebody says competitive shooter thing, it immediately turns me off. So. But I thought it, like, the characters look cool and everything. I don't know.
I actually thought the characters look lame.
Well, I mean, what, like, they're like the run-of-the-mill, this person and that person.
Well, it looked like it was just trying too hard.
It's their new game. And I'm assuming they're going
to... Like, compare it to, like, Hellblade, which had a very sedate look. Like, this looks like they vomited, like someone vomited neon paint all over them or something.
Yeah. The new stuff from Ori looks awesome. Huge ass spider thing was really cool. I'm just excited for this to come out. I love the first game, so more Ori. February 11th. You know, that's a thing that I felt like was a big theme of this E3 so far, is people are not afraid to just be like, you know what, this is coming in 2020. You're just going to have to deal with it.
That's because 2020 is the last year for these consoles.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, nobody tried to really make a big deal about, oh, this is coming this year or whatever, you know, just, hey, this is coming in 2020, and a lot of it's spring 2020, so Microsoft, get ready for that.
Like, they literally only have one game coming out this year, so.
Yeah. I mean, Sony has, the same thing. Oh, my God, why can't I think of the...
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
So, well, they at least have the potential for more of their games to come out this year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they do another State of Play thing where they surprisingly announce Last of Us is coming...
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Or that Ghost of Tsushima, whatever that game.
I feel like Ghost of Tsushima is going to be the 2020, maybe launch with the PS5.
Probably, but, I mean, they could always just surprise people.
Anything on the new, or more on Jedi Fallen Order? I thought this trailer was a lot better than the other one.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited for that game. It looked a little fast or, like, weird.
Yeah.
But other than that, it looked fine.
Yeah, at first I was kind of like, all right, there's a droid. And then I was like, oh, okay, here comes the music. There's the dude. And, yeah, the droid friend thing looks like it might be interesting.
They are monetizing the hell out of that droid already.
Yeah. And I love the lightsaber stuff when they finally had the characters come in with that. It's like, that looked really awesome. So I am interested as well. I don't know about this Blair Witch game.
I mean, it looked like an Alan Wake game.
I know. At first I was like, oh my God, they're doing it. Alan Wake. And then Blair Witch. I'm like, oh, well, Blair Witch is not my thing, but they kind of got the idea.
Yeah, because Microsoft technically owns Alan Wake, I think.
Yeah, I thought Remedy said they owned the IP.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I just know they published it, so that's why.
Right. Cyberpunk got a lot here, which I think this trailer did a lot more for it than the last one, that I think had a lot of people questioning.
Yeah. Microsoft owns Alan Wake and Quantum Break, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big deal is that Keanu Reeves showed up.
Yep.
And he's in the game. So that's going to get a lot of people buying this game, perhaps that were not buying it before, which is good for CD Projekt Red. It's amazing to see how crazy, like, Keanu Reeves had that time where he was cool with the Matrix, then he kind of died down, and then all of a sudden John Wick, he's just absolutely taking it to like another level. This guy is a, you know, even bigger celebrity than he was before, so people just going nuts in the theater.
I think people like him because he's pretty down to earth.
Right, yeah, that too.
Or, you know, he's at least genuine. Like, he was a little nuts on that conference, but
yeah,
I mean, yeah, he probably had not had that experience before, so I'm sure he would be. It's not like, I mean, Dog Star ever got 1,000 people cheering him or anything.
It has a release date now, April 16, 2020. So again, that spring 2020.
Again, sooner than I thought, because they were talking sure. Like 2021 or something. Or
I thought it'd be like, oh, here's the launch game for the new consoles to come out like around the end of 2020.
Well,
you know, not
that'll probably also happen.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Most of those games that are coming, especially now that it looks like both consoles are trying to even ape each other more and make sure they have backwards compatibility and all that. Whether they put it on a PS5 disc or not, we'll see. But Yeah. What do you? I'm a Battletoads, big Battletoads fan, so
I'm totally not. Down
for more Battletoads. The Legend of Wright thing looked certainly different.
I mean,
I like that kind of game where you're drawing stuff, and
I think there are other games that have done that too, but not well.
Yeah,
like I'm thinking like Drawn to Death.
Oh well, Drawn to Death was something else. That was this seems like a adventure game where you're drawing.
Yeah.
Things. Well, it's RPG, but yeah, I mean maybe. I'm really excited about Concrete Genie on Sony's end that has you doing the spraying graffiti and stuff. So,
but that game is like really died down, or like they haven't talked about it much at all for some reason.
They had it at the first State of Play. They had that trailer, and then I think that's another one of those like that's another sort of big game that's coming out this year that they announced, but it's also sort of a budget title.
Yeah.
So people are not. Big, you know, huge into it. They announced a bunch of indie stuff, which a lot of it they'd already announced was coming to Xbox. They did the Game Pass stuff that we talked about, which Borderlands Handsome Collection is available right now, along with Hollow Knight.
So it's the newest game ever, Batman Arkham Knight.
Yes. And then PC, they announced the Master Chief Collection thing, which we all already knew about. The Imperator Rome and Football Manager 2020 are also coming. And there's an open beta that's going on right now. So, like Mark said, there's probably perhaps a lot of people playing it. If you haven't, you can go check it out for a dollar. So, and speaking of more PC-like stuff, my dad had the big controller when I was a kid, and I played it on PC, or the big joystick thing. Surprised to see that Microsoft Flight Simulator come back. That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I don't know if
you're
being into that or not.
I think I had the last one on Steam. Yeah, it's just people like them, but that genre
it's a
died.
Niche audience. Yeah,
yeah, because you really need a HOTAS or at least a joystick to get into them.
And also niche audience of Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition.
I mean, it's an old game. I think it actually looked pretty good.
Well, yeah, remastered with audio and all that.
I still think like the Warcraft 3 remaster looks better, but...
then they announced the Double Fine got purchased by Microsoft.
Yeah, I like... What's his name? Tim
Schafer.
Yeah,
he's like,
Schafer's...
we'll do a Halo stuff for you. We'll do gear stuff for you.
No, well, his rationale for selling the company was they gave me a bunch of money. It's like, yeah, at least you're being honest for once.
He's never a guy to really turn down money.
Yeah, well, I mean, they make great games, but I don't think their games sell particularly well.
No. They're another one of those that like have a cult following. Like Psychonauts 2 is one of the games that I'm really excited about.
Well, they announced that like it's still coming to PS4, which is good. And then it's kind of funny to me because Microsoft was originally going to publish Psychonauts 1, and then they dropped it.
Yeah, and then it was like Majesco or whatever they got it.
Yeah.
I think. It's a good idea. Well, it's just like their other stuff, right? Like Outer Worlds also has to come out on the other systems because they bought it after it already started development. So, that's a good thing. I'm excited to see if this means we'll get, older stuff. Like maybe Brutal Legend will come back or something.
No one should want Brutal Legend.
If they take the freaking strategy crap out of it, it was a really good game. But that was
the
problem.
That was the game. That was the problem.
Yeah. I mean, the first, was it 3 or 4 hours that didn't have that? I could have dealt with more of that, but...
I mean, that's what everyone wanted, but then they're like, oh, wait, it's actually just sacrifice from the PC. It's like, nope, don't want that.
I thought this was neat. Like, it's cool that you're combining all the Lego Star Wars games into one with the Skywalker saga and then adding in the new one. So another 2020 game, which makes sense because the new movie hasn't come out yet.
And knowing them, it still won't have online fucking multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because, you know, got to protect the kids. The Project Z game now has a name. It's called Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. And it's also coming in 2020.
I thought that trailer looked interesting, but they showed no gameplay.
And again?
The art style looked a little odd.
It's like that, was it the first Budokai or whatever that's like really, it's like cel shady sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. Like,
I mean, I want that game depending on other reviews because most Dragon Ball games are terrible, but.
Yeah. And then also, like, this is reliving a lot of the Dragon Ball Z saga again, so.
Yeah, like. No one's ever done that before.
Yeah, right.
Although it looks like from the trailer, like it looked like it only went up to Frieza.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It only goes up to Frieza. Perhaps there was going to be a part two, or they're hoping it.
Oh, yeah, there's Cell DLC. Like, here's Cell.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. The way that they've been, you know, obviously those are fighting games, but they're doing it with a Jump Force, and then obviously still with Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah.
Bandai Namco is certainly into the DLC. Let's do it with DLC. They did it, what, Ni No Kuni 2 got some. I'm sure Code Vein will get a bunch, too, whenever that comes out. We had a former writer of ours play the beta, and he said he liked it. But it's also up his alley. It's like anime Dark Souls, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, after that, they showed 12 minutes, which this looked really good to me.
It's actually an old game, though. I think they've been working on it for a while.
I know, but I like the idea of, like, he's stuck in a loop, and he has to keep reliving that, and he goes through various, like, stages. It looked interesting. Way to the Woods looks... like right up my alley too, so I'm down for that. Game? Yeah, that's the game with the deer. Yeah. Well, it looks like it could be like brothers but deers, or something like that.
Sony needs to make Tokyo Jungle 2.
That would be awesome if they did, but I don't think so. Then Gears 5, which is their, like Mark said, their biggest game coming out this year. It's Gears, and they're going to tell more of the story of Kate, which is cool. I really like her as a character, as somebody that's a huge Gears fan. They came out and talked about a bunch of different modes. Escape is like a three-person co-op one, and they go through different stages. You have to like drop a bomb somewhere, and then you try to have to escape and... I don't know if it's always going to be 30 seconds or whatever, but it was a cool trailer. Hearing Little John's Let's Go again after not hearing it for years was weird, but I don't know.
We're still going to go rescue Xavier Woods and the two guys from that underground.
Yeah, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, of all the people, AJ Styles, all right.
I thought it was funny they were advertising that Gears of War Funko Pop game.
Yeah.
Like, pre-order now. Like,
nobody cares.
So I was like, first of all, you can get the game right now. I think on, like, the New Zealand iOS store. And it's just a Clash of Clans game, like, you know, copy.
Yeah, basically.
It's not people, anything. I think people wanted that game to be, like, a Lego-style game.
Yeah. What you'd expect from mobile. I mean, what do you think they're going to do?
Yeah.
So are you excited about it, or Gears 5?
Yeah, I'll probably play with Jens, because we played 4 pretty recently. I thought that trailer looked Well, it wasn't even a trailer. It just looked bad. Like, the whole, like, her face freaking out or whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What is going on? All the different
people that are in her life or whatnot. Yeah, it was certainly trying to be out there. I'm always down for more gears, so the Terminator thing does nothing for me, but I'm sure it will for some people.
Well, I'm sure it'll be just as good as it was in WWE 2K17 or whatever.
I forgot it was in that. The Elite 2 controller got announced, which looks awesome, but I'm not paying like $250 for it or whatever.
They're gonna $140.
Oh, they said $140 like the other one?
Yeah.
Still not paying for a controller, but hey, if you really need it, it looks awesome. Dying Light 2.
I mean, I knew what that game was almost immediately when it popped up.
Well, I know you really like Dying Light 1, so... You know...
I think
they
said that Square is publishing it now.
Not sure. But, I mean, so was the first one you infected, or you're trying to get away from the infected, or...
No, like, yeah, you're trying to get away from infected. Like, it just happened or something, so...
Yeah. So now it's like futuristic. Now you're a futuristic zombie.
No, I think you're still like a regular dude.
Well, it seems like he says I'm infected.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Something changed.
It looks like you're gonna get to use the powers of being infected, and then also, you know, feels like they took a. It's not so much a survival game, like it was. Well, no, before.
It's supposed to be more of an RPG, like more of a.
Okay.
Like, your choices matter, stuff like that, because Chris Avellone's writing it.
So. Oh, I'm totally down for that, then.
I might and Square Enix is publishing it. Like, they announced that a few days ago, or like last week.
Well, two games got expansions. Forza Horizon 4 is getting a Lego expansion, and then they showed a really sweet McLaren up there built with Legos. You know, Forza Horizon 4 is great. I'm not the biggest Legos person, so it doesn't really appeal to me, but I know there's a lot of people that are excited for that. So, yeah. Lego Speed Champions.
If that game ever went on sale, I might buy it.
I would say that State of Decay 2's Heartland expansion looks interesting. I like the story thing that they're trying to build up there, where those two stories kind of going concurrent with each other. Two different looks at what's going on.
Well, I remember State of Decay 2, like, one of the big criticisms of that game was it had no story.
Yeah, so I guess they're putting it in now after the fact.
Just like Fallout 76?
Yeah. Just like, yeah, we'll hear a lot about that. And my goodness, we got a surprise of Phantasy Star 2 Online hitting the Xbox in spring 2020.
Years after it came out.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something I would have ever thought of. So, I mean, kudos to Phil Spencer and everybody for, you know, doing it. Then they announced Smilegate's new game, Crossfire X, which looks way more like, you know, what you'd see on an Xbox with, like, people with guns and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Love trains.
You and the trains. I'm not. I mean, like, Phantasy Star is something I played on the Dreamcast, so it'd be kind of cool to like get back into it again.
At least it's free to play, so that's good.
That's true too. Free to play helps a lot when you've got a lot of things out there with you got ESO, Final Fantasy, and
Warframe.
And Warframe. Well, Warframe's free.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, ESO, did it finally go free to play, or are they still charging a sub?
I think they are still charging.
Okay, so you got three that are charging subs, and I think... Yeah. Everyone else isn't. So this is probably... Well, it's like Phantasy Star sort of a niche, so it's probably a better idea to not charge. I'm totally down for more Tales games, so Tales of Arise... Looked really neat. We'll see more of it later. It's coming in 2020.
Yeah, that game looked anime as hell.
Yeah, well, that's how most of the Tales games are, anime as hell. Borderlands got another trailer. They talked more about some of the different classes and the characters.
At least Randy didn't come out.
Yeah, that helps. And then there's free Borderlands 2 DLC that kind of sets up the new game that has the siren in it. And so, yeah.
I just don't care about Borderlands right now. Like, when they showed that initial trailer, it looked fine. But, like, everything else after that is like, ew.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest Borderlands person. That'll be a game, like, if it goes down to $30, I'll get it. Or less. Yeah.
Well, wait 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Just like Battleborn.
So a new game from, this is the game that George R. R. Martin said he was kind of consulting on from Miyazaki-san. It's FromSoft. It looked really awesome as usual. You'd think from those FromSoft games, it's called The Elden Ring. And yeah. I mean,
it looked like a Thor game or something.
Yeah. Or like Lord of the Rings, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you're doing here, Miyazaki, that's kind of cool. I mean, it's right up R.R. Martin's alley, so it makes sense why he would consult on that. I thought they would talk more about this, and they did not. The Project X Cloud thing. Phil Spencer comes back on and says that you can stream through your console or through your own personal server. So everybody's going to have their own personal server?
Yeah, he was like, you can flip the option, but he didn't give a good use case for that at all.
Yeah, they didn't really show
why you would want to do that. Or like, why? Curious, like the Xbox has always had problems just with the basic UI.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, imagine running this thing with another, with more CPU load. I'm sure that's going to go great.
Yeah, I'd assume that you can turn that off if you don't want to stream.
Oh, yeah.
So that won't be that big a deal, but I would have a feeling they figured this out. And the reason they want to promote it's going through the console is because, you know, Stadia is doing the opposite. So, yeah. You know, it's not. It helps them look better. We'll see if it actually plays better or it's a better option once that comes out. He says it's coming out in October. So, wait, so you can use your... Does that mean you're going to use it with the Xbox One X right now? And then whenever whatchamacallit comes out, they'll use it with that?
This is breaking news. The new Xbox will have a disk drive.
What? Oh, they just announced this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, I'm like that stupid Xbox sad thing.
Yeah, that was dumb. Well, I'm sure after they got the really bad press for that, they're like, yeah, let's make sure we put disk drives in this thing. So they showed a video for Project Scarlet, and very much like we heard Mark Cerny say, this is so crazy how parallel these consoles are now. Like, nobody tries to really, like, let's do this thing that's so out there. Like, we're going to talk about how loading is going to be less.
You know, both consoles basically are the same. Because remember, like, I mean, look at how hard it was to develop for the PS3 when it had a custom chip. Like, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, like, they're even talking about the same things is what I'm saying. Like, it's, you know, they're not trying to go in a different direction where it doesn't feel like, oh, we wanted to talk about something else here, and we'll talk about loading times later. But so this is going to be 4 times more powerful than the Xbox One X, which will make it once again a little bit more powerful than whatever the PS5 is. They talked a bunch about how it's going to load really fast and all this stuff. It's a new generation of an SSD that has virtual RAM. They talk about how Halo launched with the first Xbox, so they showed Halo Infinite.
That's one thing I'm curious about, because like I don't know about your PS4 hard drive. Mine's pretty full.
Oh, mine's full. I've had to delete stuff already. And that's so, like, 2 terabytes.
If you fill up that Xbox Scarlet hard, you know, SSD hard drive, it's going to come to a point where it's like, you can't play a game.
Oh, because... I'm sure they'll just, you can hook up an external drive whenever you want.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're using this SSD as RAM thing, that's my point. Like, is it going to automatically offload? And then what happens if, like, that hard drive dies or it's not plugged in or...
Yeah.
You know.
I'm assuming they have accounted for all that, because that's something that would come up pretty quickly. But, yeah. You know, that is something to think about.
The bigger question is, will it have two HDMI ports?
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it won't.
You don't think so?
I'm betting they're banning that whole stupid TV thing immediately.
Oh, no. Yeah. That will not.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, two HDMI ports, one for innie and one for outie.
Doesn't it help with, like, streaming, too, if you had that?
I don't think it did. Yeah, it didn't, because it was just HDMI was in for, it was all for, like, the TV stuff.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, at least.
What did you think of the... I thought it was kind of cool. The Halo Infinite trailer.
Master Chief is back. You know. I'm more interested in that dude than I am Master Chief.
Why?
Because he had at least in the minute he was on screen, he had more of a character than Master Chief ever had.
Yeah.
Also, they showed no gameplay. And
I'd assume they wouldn't.
And I don't know why Master Chief is just floating around in space.
Well, he finds out they lost. So that's why. I mean, he's floating around in space.
I guess it'd be interesting, like, because I think they said that he's been out of it for a while. Like, how much of a time jump there'll be.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. And then how much of the infinite... What does this mean? Are you going through other parts of older Halo? Are you, exactly what? I mean, they said that this is Halo 6, or it's just called Halo Infinite, because I'm assuming, you know, at some point you got to cut off the numbers because they're just going to get ridiculous. But we'll see exactly what this means. Is this a reboot for Halo again? They didn't really say. It's just showing you Halo stuff. I'm really surprised that you didn't get more for the new Xbox. Like, we still don't know what the... They were showing the... We got a full reveal for that Elite controller, but we didn't see what the box looks like for this again.
Well, there's even a question if you can use that Elite controller on the new Xbox.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, I expect them to show the box off. They didn't.
I hoped they would, but I kind of knew they wouldn't also.
I figured when they said we're going to go big at E3 because Sony's not here, that would mean that this is going to be the time to reveal the... It doesn't even have a name yet. So they're obviously less further along, I think, than people would think they would be. But they still got a whole year and a half. So
yeah, what do you think about Xbox Scarlet?
I mean, it's not bad, if that's what they do, right?
Only if the console's red.
I'd be down for that, have the console be red instead of just black like it always is.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, what did you think, like, overall?
I mean, it seemed very traditional.
Yeah.
They didn't announce a ton of games for this year, only one.
Yeah.
Really. And I'm just not... I don't know. I'm just not interested in a ton of what they were offering, per se.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to be down for Halo and Gears, obviously, coming this year. Some of the indie stuff I'm going to be down for. Obviously, Cyberpunk is, I think, one that everybody's going to check out and have fun with. But yeah, yeah. Overall... Unless you're... This was certainly geared towards, pardon the pun, people that are really into the Xbox ecosystem. You know, all those big games other than Crackdown 3 was getting an expansion, or they're getting a new game or something. So if you're big into Xbox and you like everything they do, I think you got well served here. I think if you're someone that's on the PC and kind of looking for games to check out, you know, you've got some there. The Double Fine thing was a huge surprise, and to see what they're going to do after Psychonauts 2 is going to be interesting. Now that they have money, they have a lot of things they could do or revisit. But yeah, I think it was good.
I don't think it was great. 6 out of 10.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go for. I didn't think it was great. It's good, but Microsoft is also just kind of, they're kind of just going with it. But you know what's what's good though is that a lot of these studios already have games in development. They already have things to show, so maybe not something that everybody cares about, but there's those niches out there, and they got a lot of time to show what they're there for. So yeah, that's Xbox. Let's move on to Bethesda, which they had a conference that went about an hour and a half. They had a lot of I'm sorry at the beginning for Todd Howard to come out and talk about Elder Scrolls Blades.
He only apologized for Fallout. He didn't apologize
thing they had to apologize for. So they showed Elder Scrolls Blades. You talk about Elder Scrolls Blades. Elder Scrolls Blades coming to Switch. Whatever. Don't care at all. I'm sorry. If you're a big Elder Scrolls Blades person, I don't mean to make it feel like it doesn't matter, but
Right,
that's on Switch. So, you know, basically, Todd Howard comes out and says, look, Fallout 76 wasn't the best when it came out. It deserved the criticism it got, but the community was great, and you guys kept it going. And now you're getting an expansion for Fallout 76. Cool for the people that really like it. There's a free trial going on right now if you, for some reason, want to do it. Nuclear Winter is also a new game mode that's like a battle royale. And people were seen to be really excited about this 52-player battle royale mode, which you can also try out in the sneak peek.
I think it's way too little, way too late.
With these kind of games, though, I can never say it's way too late, because look at how many of these games come out. They're bad, and then the company actually works hard to restore it, and people end up liking it. And this one has a community, too, you know? So
I mean, that is somewhat apt, like looking at like No Man's Sky or like Rainbow Six Siege.
For Honor, Rainbow Six Siege.
But I think those games, well, first of all, those games weren't like on fire, trash heap bad like Fallout 76 was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing. And then the other thing is, like, they have made so many mistakes with Fallout 76. Like, it's not like one or two game decisions that just kind of like didn't work. It's like the whole damn game.
There was a lot of stuff that was broken for a while too.
A lot of stuff that's still broken in that game. Yeah.
I mean, it's a testament to the people that really enjoyed playing it. That
I think it was. So like the lowest selling Bethesda game ever, or at least Fallout game.
Probably wouldn't be surprised at all.
Like even like New Vegas sold more, like, technically.
You think that adding a Battle Royale at this point might help them? Like,
I don't think the Battle Royale is going to matter at all. I think the story thing is going to be the important thing. Or yeah. You know, having actual character interaction.
Yeah, the expansion part.
But also, like, one problem with that game is they monetized it to hell.
Like, that's the other problem. I'm assuming they're going to have to start boiling down a little bit.
You literally have to. You can literally buy med packs from the online store. It's like, what?
Yeah, so after that, they, I don't think I'd ever, if they had announced something with this game before, I've never heard of it.
What?
The Ghostwire Tokyo. So this is a brand new game from, Ikumi Nakamura is the creative director. She came out and talked. It looked cool. I liked the trailer. I want to know more about it first before I, get totally into what it is. But it looks decent so far.
That woman reminded, did you see her kind of appearance?
Yeah.
She reminded me of what a grown-up Sakura from Street Fighter would be like.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can see that. With the hair and the...
Well, just being like super energetic and then posing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I get it. Like, she's doing that because she just thought of our new game, so it makes sense. The fans were also a bit too excited, too.
Fallout 76 is... $17 right now from Amazon.
Wow. Jesus. That's terrible. They showed a bunch of more stuff from... Oh, they did this twice. They showed videos of people being excited and happy about Elder Scrolls Online.
That was terrible.
It was different sorts of looking people. You had some cosplayers in there. You had a guy that looked like he's about 50 and whatever. You had all types of different people in there excited about Elder Scrolls. You had the guy come out and they talked about the Season of Dragons and their new expansion that discusses Elsewhere, which I think this is about like the elves or something.
Yeah,
I don't remember this part. I kind of turned off because I'm sorry, but we're not big Elder Scrolls Online people. There's also an Elder Scrolls what was the other Elder Scrolls thing then? Oh, the card game, the Elder Scrolls Legends.
Trailer was embarrassing.
That was bad too. Yeah, and the Commander Keen thing. I was like, all right, Bethesda. I don't know what we're doing here.
They are fucking Commander Keen's corpse.
Yeah. Rage 2. I will say the trailer for Rage 2 for that expansion thing and the new modes looked cool. I'm still debating whenever it drops down to get it.
Reviews for that game weren't terrible, right? But it just seemed like the most boilerplate boring game you can imagine, and the initial trailers seemed like a lie essentially.
Yeah, I agree.
Also,
but it looks a lot of fun though.
Well, I heard that this is nothing to do. There's nothing. It's an open world game with nothing in it.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, that seems why they're doing all this extra stuff, right? They're adding in the stuff that they couldn't add in at the beginning.
Yeah, but it's if you have to add that stuff in, so close after the game just came out, just delay the game.
Right, or, well, it's the customary, well, we know you'll buy DLC or whatever, so.
Well, it's like the EA soft launch initiative they're just announcing.
Yep, exactly. After this, they showed, they talked about Wolfenstein is getting a VR game called Cyberpilot. If it's not coming to PSVR, I don't care because I can't play it. But I would want to play it if it came to PSVR.
I mean, you have a good computer now. Hook up your PSVR to your computer.
Well, I don't want to have to do all that stuff you have to do. It's extra for me. The Then they showed another trailer for Wolfenstein Youngblood, which looked awesome. I'm excited for this game. It's one of the games that I'm really looking forward to for the rest of this year. So I'm totally down for more Wolfenstein. And I like the dual sister character thing. It's awesome. I don't know. Are you into this at all? Or
I mean, it looked fine, but I didn't like Wolfenstein 2 that much. So
yeah, this is the same. I liked Wolfenstein 2. Just I hated the fact that I had to put it on baby mode to freaking get anywhere.
Yeah, it was that is why I didn't like it. It was too hard of a game.
Yeah, it's like did not feel like normal.
I got stuck in when you're in the Empire State Building, like the roof.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah. No, I just put it on, like, really easy or whatever eventually, and it was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go through this game because this is frustrating me.
I mean, I had it on PC, so I could just download, like, Cheat Engine for it or something. Right. But...
The Arcane, Lyon, their Arcane, like, French division, has a new game. And it looks sweet. The Deathloop here. I thought this was probably one of the best games we've seen out of the two conferences.
Called it 16 minutes.
Yeah. So there's two African-American, a female and a male, like, going against each other. But they have two different reasons for doing it. One's trying to go against the system, and the other one is trying to sort of protect it. This is sort of also from the team that made Dishonored, so there's a little bit of that vibe going on, but I don't know, I just love the trailer, the two guys that went up there, the two French African-American guys were, like, all just down to be like, yeah, fuck yeah, and it's like, whatever, it came off very well, I thought,
yeah.
And again, okay. This might be the best thing, or one of the best things we've seen out of the two conferences so far. I don't know. What'd you think?
Yeah, it looked fun. They didn't show a ton of gameplay off, though.
No.
I don't know what it is.
I mean, obviously seems like you have powers and you can shoot and, you know, use a knife and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it'd probably be like their other games.
Yeah. Then they spent quite a bit of time on this tech that's apparently going to be you can use inside your game to make it easier to stream, called Orion, that optimizes game engine performance in a cloud environment. And they talked about how if you have Orion with your game, it'll run 20% faster and 40% lower bandwidth. So, and they mentioned Stadia and xCloud, so it seems like they're using this as a way to make some of these games run better, and they have an SDK ready for any developer that wants to use it. They talked about how there's someone streaming a Doom 2016 on their phone at 60 FPS. It looked good, but, you know, I can never really trust those things because you're seeing a split screen with somebody else. If you join the Doom Slayers Club, you can go try it out yourself. Then Doom Eternal comes out November 22nd. Yeah, there was a lot of freaking Doom footage, so yeah.
Did you play that last Doom game?
Yes, I liked it a lot.
Okay, I didn't like it.
Oh.
And it was funny because I was talking to Jens about it, like, kind of as was going on, and he was like, he basically said, like, he didn't like the melee kills.
He said
they're just, like, too repetitive.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like how... it felt unnaturally fast. And that... the trailer they showed looked a lot like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's part of it. Like, they want that to be a thing for Doom, is that it's crazy fast and you're...
Yeah.
Going nuts. The battle mode thing is obviously not something I'm going to play, but... It looked cool for people that would play that. They said also that QuakeCon is going to be sort of called DoomCon because they're going to have a lot more Doom stuff.
Yeah, they don't have Quake anymore, really. So.
And then I think that was it after that. So
It needed more. The conference needed more Andrew WK.
Okay, well, I mean, for me, the only things I care about are, like, Wolfenstein, Doom, and Deathloop, and we don't know when Deathloop is coming. The other stuff, I'm not an Elder Scrolls person at all, even the normal, the regular numbered one. Oh, Ghostwire looked interesting, but I still need to see what that is, more than so. Like, Fallout 76, whatever. So for me, I feel like because it's shorter, it's hard to judge against Microsoft, who had a lot of information that they needed to spew. It never went down in.
I mean, Microsoft, go ahead, sir. They showed, I mean, they paired it over. We have 60 games to show. Bethesda had 10.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Like, it's just, for me, there was three or four games I really cared about. The other stuff, I really wish, if I didn't have to watch it to do this, I wish I could have skipped. But,
I mean, for me, there was one game I cared about, and that was that Ghostwire thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
Go
on.
No, because you said you were down on Wolfenstein from last time, and you were down on Doom, so yeah. It makes sense.
That Commander Keen thing looks abhorrent.
That looks terrible.
That Elder Scrolls, I don't care about Elder Scrolls Online, or Blades, for that matter.
Like, or Blades, Legends.
Free-to-play hunk of shit.
Yeah.
And Rage 2 just looked... No?
Yeah, I mean, like, the stuff they show for Rage 2 looked fun. Right, but it's like, again, like you said, you're putting into the game after. So,
yeah,
you know,
and I don't mind DLC, but there needs to be reason enough for me to buy the game in the first place, and Rage 2 didn't do that or have that.
Yeah, so if you're an Elder Scrolls fan, I think you got well served here. I think there's a lot for you here. They pretty much showed off everything else that they had, and I thought they did it well.
I think people... They've said that Starfield game, or I think it's Starfield.
Yeah, Starfield.
It's supposed to come out before Elder Scrolls 6.
Yes, it is.
They should have at least showed something of that.
That thing feels like we're not going to get... If we get something at next year's E3, that's a miracle.
No, but they at least showed Elder Scrolls, like a title screen of Elder Scrolls 6 last year.
Yeah. Well, they did the same thing for Starfield. And they did the same thing this year. They showed that title screen again.
Yeah.
I think that's because they had a lot of Elder Scrolls stuff to talk about, so they just went ahead and showed it or whatever, whereas Starfield's this new thing that has nothing else tied to it. So.
Also, Todd Howard should have been apologizing for a lot more stuff.
Yeah, that I agree on that. But so I would say a 7 out of 10 for me.
I'd say
Or maybe in the same thing as Microsoft. It didn't wow me, but it wasn't bad.
Okay.
I don't know. I had more games to be excited about than you did. I know.
Yeah.
Would you give it a lower score?
No, I'd give it a 4.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, as much as you try to be objective about this, there's also a little bit of personal, like, if you don't care about anything that's being shown, it's very hard to just look at it as a press conference and say it was good or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that other, that Arcane game might be okay, but see, this didn't show any gameplay off of most of their stuff. That was I mean, Doom had it, and Wolfenstein had it, I think.
Right.
But that's about it.
So what's left? The PC gaming thing in about an hour?
Yeah, we can't even remember that.
Ubisoft and Square Enix?
That'll be good.
And
I have
then Nintendo on Tuesday.
I have some hope for Ubisoft.
Yeah, Ubisoft, I want to know what that other big game is that hasn't gotten leaked yet, which I was possibly Assassin's Creed, I guess. We already know Watch Dogs 3.
For Assassin's Creed.
Oh, this is off here. Okay, so...
I mean...
Well, they already announced the Ghost Recon thing.
Well, Watch Dogs
3. Watch Dogs got leaked.
Yeah.
And then they announced it. So they have one other game. Oh, they said no which that pisses me off. No Beyond Good and Evil 2.
That's not surprising at all.
It feels like they've made progressions for that game the last 2 years, and then all of a sudden, now we're not going to show anything. Jeez, what's the problem with them in that game?
Maybe it'll be wild game that Michelle Ancel's doing.
Yeah, that we've heard like nothing about for a long while.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Nintendo seems like they're going to steal the year, the rest of the year, because the other two are off, basically, with like one game coming out or one big game coming out. So I'm sure Nintendo's will be super packed with stuff. They already had a Pokemon Direct and all that. Did you watch the Pokemon Direct?
Hello.
I like the Dynamaxing thing, where they get huge and then you have to fight with them like that, but they only have it for 3 turns. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, well, we'll be back tomorrow to talk about Ubisoft, or not tomorrow.
Tonight.
Later today.
If you stay tonight, awake.
No, I will make sure I stay awake to talk about Ubisoft and Square Enix, see what Square Enix is going to show us for Final Fantasy VII, and then whatever else. We already saw the Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC trailer, which I don't know if you watched that or not.
I tried to.
Yeah, it was a lot more of the convoluting the story, and as they usually do. Yeah, I think Nintendo, we'll just do it right after.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So until later tonight, we'll see you later, everybody.
Later.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Bring the whole family over to T-Mobile and get the awesome iPhone XR on us when you trade in your old device. You'll be snapping, streaming, and sharing to your heart's content. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile and get an iPhone XR on us.
Via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreement required. Contact us before canceling or credit stop and remaining balance due. 64 gigs, zero down, plus $31.25 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price, $749.99, 0% APR, one offer per account.